Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. More driverless taxis are coming to North Texas. Waymo, for example, has announced plans to launch its autonomous ride-hailing service here in Dallas and other Texas cities. And this marks a huge step toward everyday self-driving transportation in the region. On today's Ask the Expert, we are joined by Dr. Ashim Bose of UT Dallas's Naveen Jindal School of Management. Thank you so much for joining us. This is exciting times to be living in, isn't it?
Sure is. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of questions when it comes to these driverless taxis about safetiness. Are we ready for something like this? How is it going to impact our business travel around town? So let's just start with the basics. You know, to get Waymo here into the Dallas region, why was this such a good city for them to bring these taxis to?
There's a lot that we have going for us here in North Texas, the DFW area. You know, the growth, it's a very attractive proposition for anyone bringing in new tech. It's a high growth area, well recognized, a lot of tech adopters, users coming in as well as companies are moving into the area and adopting new technologies like AI and, you know, cloud and so on and so forth. So we have that going for us. There is the population spread and density that, you know, these providers are looking for as well. There's the weather side of things. You know, we tend to have a few days of bad weather, but in general, our weather conditions, you know, sunny, you know, good visibility, not a lot of snow, ice, you know, winters are short and milder, relatively speaking. So this makes it a somewhat safer environment for, you know, new technology around the autonomous driving to be rolled out. There is the whole situation on infrastructure. You know, when you talk about, you know, rolling out something as complicated and sophisticated as autonomous taxis, we're talking about a whole supply chain around that, right? It's not just the cars, but also the tech that goes into the cars, that testing that needs to be done, the skills that are needed to roll something like this out, and also to support and maintain it. So as we think about the whole value chain, this area has a lot going for it on that front as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
One of the things that's going to be tough for a lot of people to kind of deal with is the fact that they don't necessarily trust driverless cars. It's a concept that's still so far in the future. At what point will we start to have those trust levels start to build and where we can actually say, I'll be perfectly happy to jump into a driverless cab?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So, any new tech has an adoption curve. You have the bleeding edge adopters and then the leading edge, and from there, you know, we slowly work our way to mass adoption. So obviously the more data points we have around safety and, you know, accident rates being better in terms of the driverless cars, the more confident people are going to be. There's always the initial hesitation, though. You know, the first time I sat in one, it was bit of a disconcerting feeling to have no hands on the steering wheel. But over time, you know, the comfort level improves as you see the vehicle navigate itself. And the providers are taking a lot of measures to make sure that, the safety rates are going to be high. You know, one of the things they're doing is doing a lot of testing in region, right? So we already have Waymo starting to test their cars in the Dallas area. Initially with employees in the car, and then over time they're going to, you know, start getting more and more hands off, and then of course before launch they'll become fully autonomous. So there's a lot of data being collected, there's a lot of roadway information being collected. Some of the quirks of Dallas traffic, like aggressive merging into the freeways.
I was going to ask about that. I was like, you know, we have a little bit of a reputation here in Texas. You know?
Absolutely. And then treating the yellow as a signal to speed to get across, right? So these are all, some of the quirks that we are all familiar with as local Dallas drivers. And so the system, the autonomous system, has to also adapt and learn from this as it gets rolled out. And then, you know, there are some, you know, safeguards in place as well, right? So even, you know, when these things become fully autonomous and there's only passengers in the cars, there is always going to be a human in the loop. So, you know, a human will be observing remotely, and there'll be a call button in the car to, you know, summon a human if needed, right? So that safety mechanism will be in place for a very long time as well. So there are many techniques being used to just convince people to start trying this out. And there may be some economic incentives too. You know, the first few rides may be no charge or, you know, at a discounted rate, if you will, just to get people, you know, into the habit of trying it, and then, you know, relying on word of mouth to spread the word in terms of the experience, the safety. In some markets, you know, it's been viewed as a premium experience. You know, it's like, yeah, I could take a normal taxi, but I could also pay a little extra to go the premium route and get in a robo-taxi. So depending on, you know, the preferences and, you know, some of the local market conditions that exist, you know, we could see some of that here as well.
One of the things that you also have to deal with is the fact that if you have an entire fleet of robo-taxis, that's an entire fleet full of drivers that are now out of work.
That is definitely true. And it's, you know, it's a topic that in general, you know, with the advent of AI and the adoption of AI, that's something we're all dealing with on a number of different fronts, if you will. So obviously, you know, there are some some things that, you know, economically that are favorable in terms of the cost of operating these fleets, in terms of the convenience of not having to rely on people shifts and scheduling and those types of things as well. But there, you know, people who rely on this as kind of the primary source of income, there could be an impact for sure. Indirectly, though, there'll be other jobs created in terms of building that infrastructure, supporting that infrastructure, the remote human in the loop, those types of positions will be needed to offset some of the initial impact in terms of the drivers.
Is there anything else you want our listeners to know?
Well, it's an exciting time, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of them as I drive around. It'll be really interesting to see, you know, we are all familiar with our local traffic patterns, right? It's an adventure every day on the road.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to be interesting to see as these cars become more prevalent, if those adventures become more mundane or they become even more exciting. Time will tell.
You know, when one of those takes their own Texit to get off of a packed freeway, we'll know that it's those algorithms are really tailoring themselves to Texas. Dr. Ashim Bose of UT Dallas School of Management, thank you so much for joining us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.